It is Music Monday in the Allstate Showcase Studio, and Pretty Late is thrilled to welcome Brothers Star Race in our studio here right now with their song 55. Brother Star Race, that's their song 55, and we're gonna have some. Do you guys want to come and sit down, or is it? Is it
yeah, how about they take seats here?
Yeah, grab some seats because we'll let you strap back on.
Right,
your guitars.
You have to walk away.
It's a weird.
You have to walk away. From
pause in that sentence. I apologize. Yeah,
they have to put down the guitars and walk away after they do something like that, and they have to change to other microphones.
Yeah, I know.
Because these need to cool off.
Exactly. You gotta get it. Walk away. Let the energy settle around the microphones. That was fantastic, you guys. On electric guitar, we have.
Danny Classic.
He's like, wow, come closer to the microphone, Danny Classic.
Danny Classic.
Wow, you know, like sultry in there, Danny Classic. Mm. And on the acoustic?
Richard Juarez.
I like the way you say that as well. Jeez. I like both of you just hit it, Classic and Juarez.
Mm. Put extra spin there.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad I don't sit at that microphone. Yeah. Brancy Price, I saw you strumming your guitar. You didn't have one. You were playing a little air guitar with.
Isn't it weird that I play air guitar left-handed but real guitar right-handed? That is tremendously strange.
I know, right? I'm super left-handed, but, you know, they don't, when you just get some random guitar when you're growing up, it's always a right-handed guitar. But I naturally just go back to, there's only rhythm in this hand, which is why I'm not in a band. So you guys were great, left-handed or right-handed.
It was tremendous. Well, and I love that sort of on the electric guitar, sort of that constant, almost like raindrops. I'm not sure what you were trying to emulate there, but that's, or actually kind of the revolution of a wheel too, a little bit. Is that
very? Yeah, it's very much so. The song, it's called 55. It's about the Stevenson Expressway. We both grew up, you know, right off
different
of
parts
it.
Of
yeah,
it,
different
yeah.
parts of it, but right off of it. And so all of the different parts of the tune were meant to emulate different parts of when you're riding down the highway. So
right.
there's different swells and things on the
yeah,
on
the time
drums
signature
and,
too. Like, I mean, it's, mm-hmm. it's it starts in 4/4/8 or whatever, but before you, the
That's
rhythm
what I was
comes
thinking.
In,
I was
it's,
thinking
like, it's like this
eight.
Almost like a two-step. It's like a 3/4 and a 4/4, yeah. and it's mm-hmm. kind of rolling along. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Yeah, no, I had that on my notes.
With,
too,
yeah, what he said about that.
We didn't get to that one.
Yes. I didn't realize there was so much math involved. I know there's a lot of math involved in music, a lot of counting. And would now, what parts of the 55 did you grow up on?
I grew up in Little Village, so right by Pulaski and 31st.
Okay, and where did you grow up?
I grew up in Lamont.
Okay, so all the way out west?
Yeah, off of Kingery.
Okay, so where did you guys meet? I know I've had the interview before, and I apologize. It's been a while.
It's okay.
Yeah.
We met at USC.
Yes, that's yeah. over here. Yeah. But after you were done with your performance, I met you when at UIC.
Boop. No, you never met me at UIC.
Oh, I was like, what?
No.
You met right. You're answering another question. The one that I asked initially. You guys met at UIC.
Yeah, we met at UIC. Yeah.
Yeah. And what were you? What are you studying at UIC? Are you still there or no?
No, I studied theater and performance.
Okay.
And
I studied English.
You're like, I don't know how I ended up. Well, because here's the thing. At UIC, what the great thing about the school is that you have so many people. You do have people from all over the world.
Definitely.
But you also have people where it's so local, too. You have people like from all the high schools in the area. It's almost kind of like consolidating them. And all these different experiences, even though you all grew up in the same area,
yeah,
you're really exposed to a lot of different.
It's like a battle royale for CPS.
It really is. It's a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you throw the suburban schools in there,
oh,
and
no.
it's a free-for-all. What compelled you to join the theater department?
I think in high school, I went to Cary High School, and I did theater there, and I just loved it so much. There's something beautiful about being on stage.
Is Cheryl Lynn Bruce still teaching classes there?
Nope. I don't know who that is.
I'm still so scarred by this woman that I'm like, is she still teaching over there? Let's call her Cheryl Lynn Bruce because that's her name. I was in the master's program at UIC. So what I loved about the theater program is you have like, you're so close by to all these programs and people are like, oh, well, you should go to DePaul. Like, that's a place to be. The great thing about UIC is you can do everything. You can be submerged into lighting and makeup and wardrobe and all the different elements of the theater and make it what you want. You guys, the students make the department.
Definitely.
There are solid instructors, but with the student, they can create anything, and that's what's so fantastic and brilliant about the UIC theater program. So that I'm thrilled to meet another UIC aflame.
And we're not nearly as pretentious.
Well, that's the thing. It's such a ragtag group. You would love the UIC performers. They're very... What way?
He's like, ooh.
No, it's just real truth. Real truth.
Yeah,
I mean, like, it is very... It's part urban. It's part academic. It's just... It's a wonderful environment. And for... Now, with English, what was your goal? Did you want to go into education or teaching?
No, initially I was a communications major and had wanted to do things sort of related to public relations and that sort of realm.
Okay.
And as I continued on in the field, I was like, wow, this is a behavioral science and has nothing to do with anything that I want to do.
Isn't it weird when you realize that you're not passionate about what the material is?
Right.
And that it's good to have. A lot of people don't even realize that soon enough, or just figure I have to get it out, or, you know, I have to get good grades.
I don't have the money to transfer. They're just like, I can't afford
more credit.
I've gone 3 years. I can't do anything else.
Who likes reading textbooks? It's like you could either the greatest literature in the world as an English student or a textbook written by your professor.
It costs $400.
No kidding. My husband and I were talking about this. We were talking about As I Lay Dying by Faulkner, and I think I have to read it again because I really hated it in undergrad. I really like the whole idea of this coffin and this on this wagon. Did you read As I Lay Dying?
No.
We will read it together. That'll be our little book club together.
That'll be our book club. Yes.
We are hanging out with Brother Star Race. Am I saying that correctly?
Brother Star Race, yeah.
Brother Star Race. We have another another song after the break?
Yes, we do.
Oh, wonderful. More after this on 720 WGN. It is Music Monday in the Allstate Showcase studio, and Pretty Late is proud to present Brother Star Race. Here they are with the song Lalo.
Anymore. I said, hey, what you gonna do when I come around? Just who are you to love me?
Love me.
Ah, oh, touch me.
Touch me.
I said, hey, where we gonna be when I go alone? Will I find your moon above me?
Above me.
Oh, do you trust me?
Trust me.
To lay low, I lay low. 'Cause you don't, 'cause you don't. I lay low, I lay.
Hey,
did I finally stare at me? Took you home, my knees were rustling.
Rustling.
Oh, it was nothing.
Nothing.
I said, hey, took a lip, now I'm sucking on your lip. In the shadows, you find no one bluffing.
Bluffing.
Oh, we something.
Something.
No, so I lay low. I lay.
That last, you know,
oh, yeah,
sound
just
of
let
the
that hang.
Just let that.
That was nice.
Also, because I'm afraid to
applaud
too
soon.
Yeah,
you guys grab those mics again.
I'm afraid to start clapping too soon. I'm scarred.
Awesome.
I'm scarred by our friends Andy Burrows and
The Fleeting Sons.
Fleeting Sons.
Yeah.
I
Who actually? That is kind of how this magic happened this evening.
Yes.
We had a last minute cancellation on a band tonight, so I reached out to Andy Burrows and invited him on, and he goes, "You know what? Let me get my friends on who've been on before." You guys have actually been on our show before.
Yeah.
Because of your amazing talent. And
you were referred
so
once again.
Thankful.
Yes. Thank you so much. That was wonderful. That's Brother Star Race. And
thank
we
you.
Have with us Danny Glassick and Richard Juarez or Suarez? Now I'm forgetting names.
Juarez.
I'm sorry. I forgot. Hey, you're right. I should remember
the hot.
Everyone at home, please do Juarez.
No, I think we're going to have a lot of like people going to the hospital after that.
No, back off the Juarez.
Not too much, just right in between.
Their name is Jewish, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Believe it or not, there's a theory that any like Spanish name that ends with EZ is a Jewish name.
Well, no during kidding. The Spanish Inquisition, there were families that were removed from Spain and people fled, obviously. So there are families of Jewish descent that are all over the world. Mm-hmm. They're also Spanish, so including myself. So there you go. Although that part went to Ireland. That's a whole genealogy thing we could do.
We're all just people together.
Yeah, we are.
We are the world. We are the children.
Sing it.
We are the ones. I can't.
How am I the only one sway? Oh no, I'm sorry, Esmeralda. Are you starting to sway? No, you weren't starting to sway.
She was about to harmonize. Let's hear it.
Go ahead. You harmonize with her. We are so thrilled to have you. And by the way, we want to thank Bob Ferguson for making music magic on our show tonight. Always a great job with our band. So thank you so much,
sir. Thank you,
Bob. He's making sure everybody sounds good. But you guys are, it's wonderful music. What kind of collaboration do you have when it comes to writing new music with the lyrics? Is there somebody who tends to sort of throw something out there?
Well, for instance, for this song that we just finished playing, I was just playing guitar in the space before everyone else showed up. I was singing Lalo over and over again, like the chorus, and then Danny writes the first line for the verse with the melody. And then after that, I was just obsessed with that, and I just like wrote the rest of the song. I'm like, Danny, we gotta do this now.
Nice.
And, yeah.
Well, it's the results are fantastic. Really wonderful music. Because when I was asking you before about 55, and again, did that one kind of start with the music and idea of the rhythm of Pavement and the wheels on it?
That one began with the guitar part, that's that up and down part that you like so much.
So beautiful, yeah.
And I sat on that for like a year, maybe a year and a half. And then Richard and I just were on a back deck, like overlooking the whole city, up on like the fourth floor of my girlfriend's apartment building, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And
nice girlfriend.
Yeah, nice girlfriend. Hi, Danielle. And we wrote that song in one sitting, and it was done right there.
Yeah, and we were just blown away at lyrics and melody and everything together.
And where can people find your music? Can they download it?
Yeah, you can find it on Spotify, Brother Star Race on Spotify, our EP, Passion Prayers.
Mm-hmm. Or if you really like it, you can pay for it on iTunes.
Yes, yeah. Go to iTunes. Yeah. Everybody go to iTunes and find Brother Star Race.
We also have a show in April at Shuba's, the 20th.
All right, that one we have to go to, Craig, on the 20th.
That's April. A half a block away. I can walk right over.
Dude, come out, man.
We're playing with this really fantastic Australian funk band called Jacoby who, crazy enough, stayed at my fraternity's house a year ago just on a whim. They needed somewhere to park their
Were you Airbnb-ing your frat house? What are you doing?
They just showed up and they needed somewhere to park their tour bus, so we were like, hey, we have a driveway. So they parked and they ended up staying with us for like a week.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Did you jam with those guys then too?
Yeah, so then totally serendipitously we end up playing the show together.
We had no idea.
No,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So,
wow. Okay,
small world.
So that's April 20th at Shuba's.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, let's make it a WGN night. That's a night we definitely have to go to.
Oh,
That'd be
amazing.
What day of the week is the 20th?
That's a Wednesday, I believe. Cool. It's like a label showcase. So more people, the better.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
I might bring Griffin. My son is going to be playing in a band this summer.
No kidding.
Nice.
You sound like you planned it.
No, so I'm very excited. I'm glad that he is, and he loves playing the guitar. Mm-hmm. I just know this is when it starts with all, sort of, I mean, with the girls and stuff like that. That's all. Everything else is great.
There's only one reason a man learns to play guitar.
You know what? I read this interesting article that because Tinder exists, people are playing less guitar.
No. What?
Yeah.
Wait,
I'm sure just as many pictures with the guitar, but not
still
as
exist
good.
Exactly, but because because people don't need to impress anyone, they could just go on Tinder.
Wow.
That's how you get rid of the art. Wannabes. No, you don't get rid of art. The wannabes, they didn't have their heart in it.
You got to think of. I mean, you could say that, but at the same time,
the less music in the world, the worse the world is.
Oh, yeah. Which reminds me, we were going to talk about this later. I forgot about this completely, Craig. I posted on Facebook yesterday a link. There's a congresswoman in Arizona who wants to cut back on military music spending. You better watch out.
What?
I know Marines.
Johnny Cash.
And they would come down on you.
And Jimi Hendrix.
Were they in the military?
Yeah.
Music? They were in military bands?
Yeah.
How do I not? I really don't know these things.
Now you know. And knowing is half the battle.
I had to put that
G.I.
on my...
Joe. Sorry, I didn't know.
Real American hero.
Do we have any breaks before
the
news? We
do not have a break.
We don't?
We can keep doing G.I. Joe stuff or probably do the news.
All right. Well, let's hold on. Do you guys have one more song or do you need to go? It's up to you. We don't have to.
Yeah, we got one more. I got one more.
Okay.
Richard will play for you guys.
I'm feeling a little greedy. I'll play one more for sure. All right. Wonderful. So more with Brother Star Race when we come back after the news. You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. And it is Music Monday in the Allstate Showcase Studio. They've got a show coming up on April 20th. In our Showcase Studio right now, though, is Brother Star Race. And here he is with Familiar.
I see my friends, I know what they want. They got a guitar, they want me to sing. Just mess around and do my music thing. And so I give them my soul. But they want something that they know. They need something I'm familiar with. They need something I can say. They need something I'm familiar with. Why can't of my past, I hope this moment doesn't go too fast. I see the crowd, but they are laughing way too loud. What do I do? What do I do? And so I play them my soul. But they want something that they know. They need something I'm familiar with. They need something I can say. They need something I'm familiar with. Why can't blinded by the light, revved up like a deuce, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, revved up like a deuce, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, revved up like a deuce, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, revved up like a deuce, another runner in the night. Why can't you be familiar with me? I gave you my soul, but you want something you know. Play me something I'm familiar with. Play me something I can say. Play me something I'm familiar with. Why can't you be familiar with me?
Wow.
I am so glad I asked you guys to play another song.
Wow.
Because I don't, like, we don't know, right? Sometimes we're like, well, two is good. We really like you. And yeah. I don't know if you want to stay. That was
I'm pretty sure that Richard cannot overstay his welcome.
No, I don't
He could do
so.
As many songs as he wants.
Well, I mean, yes. But we talk a lot on the show about when someone says something that bothers you, right? That kind of either cuts to the quick or, you know, Esmeralda and I have been talking about being catcalled. And people are like, why can't you just take it as a compliment? What's the big deal, Richard, when someone asks you to play something familiar? What's the big deal? Yeah. Just play the song. So you play music, right? So see good, the yeah. rage. I mean, I think
Thank you. I think every musician ever just went, like, even like the first part, I was like, this is a good message. And then when you throw in Blinded, dude, like, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, that's surreal. That's viscerally making me angry. And yet this yeah. is really good.
No, I was, so when I put that song in, yeah, we were just yeah. talking about when I put it in, that song is, it's famous. It's a Bruce Springsteen cover. And the band that made it famous was a one hit wonder.
Right.
And so to think, like, you do someone else's music and it only gets you so far and then no one remembers you.
Right.
And it's just like,
why? Why?
Just thinking, why? What's
what?
The point?
What is
wrong? Throw a red rubber ball in there too.
Yeah, seriously.
I really love that song. I'm gonna go to iTunes right now myself. Go ahead.
I'm really curious.
I'm shopping.
Are you a fan of Glenn Hansard at all? Is that somebody you like? Is that
no?
Because
no,
like the,
no,
the way in which you
don't
hit
like
some
it.
Of the don't like him at all. Well, the way in which you hit some of the notes with like passion. There's the movie Once. I don't know if anyone's seen it. The opening mm-hmm. scene of Once, he sings the song like "Say It to Me Now."
Yeah.
And just the way that you passionately go up there is so incredible. Man, it's just so, yeah. Mm-hmm. You get a lot of emotions, feelings after he sings. It's really great.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
Sorry about the Glenn Hansard reference.
No. I'm saying he's a fantastic artist. One of my favorite songs of his is actually not one of his solo works, but Low Rising.
Oh yeah,
just, that's
yeah.
a beautiful tune. Mm-hmm. The whole thing, and
right.
he is an extremely passionate singer, and yeah. I accept that as a compliment. Thank you so much, man.
You guys keep talking. I'm serious. I'm going to iTunes right now.
No, I can play it. Patty, do you want a little bit? Do you want a little bit?
I want to own it. I don't. This is. I don't. No, not that.
I'm giving you what you want. I'm giving it to you.
Is Familiar on iTunes?
Familiar is not on iTunes, but right now we have a YouTube video.
Oh, you do?
It. Yeah.
Oh.
It's an oldie, but a goodie.
What, Familiar is on YouTube?
For us, yeah.
Okay. So go to YouTube and you can get that there as well. And so it was Familiar. I love that. It was Yes, Brandon?
I was just going to add, so you guys are on iTunes.
Yeah.
And obviously mm-hmm. there's like a contract agreement with that. So I have Apple Music. Mm-hmm. I can just like click play anything that's on iTunes. How does a band benefit from that? Am I screwing you guys over by doing this instead of buying the song straight out? It's going to happen either way.
Define
I'm just curious.
Screw, I think.
you're talking between like 4 pennies and 3 pennies, right?
You okay,
know?
Cool.
You know what I mean? It's seriously like that.
But, and how many guys do you have in the band?
So there's 6 of us.
There's 6
now,
of
there's
you.
4 guys, 2 girls.
Oh, I'm sorry. And so you're dividing, so 4 pennies by 6 people. Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure I've got...
Yeah, seriously.
That's right.
Hey, pennies.
Hey, pennies.
Sounds like the record company's been the same for 70 years now.
Hey, it just changed. It just like the beast put on a different mask.
Yeah, for sure.
It's all kinds of messages. So you guys met when you were at UIC, but what was mm-hmm. the first instrument you played, Richard?
I started playing drums when I was like 4.
Yeah. They told you they were drums. Actually, it was a pots and pans in the kitchen.
Seriously, I wish they were pots and pans.
Who got you drums when you were 4?
Well, I used to just play in the church. So we used to just have my dad did the worship there. And he was like, hey, you kids are old enough to move. So why don't you play drums?
You're old enough to move.
Yeah. To move with purpose, really.
Yeah.
There you go. Sense of urgency.
Actor training right there. Moving with purpose.
Moving with
chapter
purpose.
3.
And how about
soft
you?
Focus.
How about you, Danny?
Mine was drums as well. My dad was a drummer. So we had this.
Really?
Yeah, crazy, right? We had this.
Just
incredible,
interview each other. I'm fine. Here you go.
We had this incredible sparkle red Ludwig kit at my house. And it was like kind of rotten, but it still sounded awesome. And I still have the snare drum, actually. It's awesome. And I remember we used to play Nirvana songs because Dave Grohl,
sure.
he hits them hard, but he keeps it simple.
Yeah.
So yeah, I remember we used to play In Bloom and Come As You Are. And then I was seduced by the guitar. Yeah, as no, many young mm-hmm. men are.
Well, and both of you play so beautifully.
Thanks.
I look forward to seeing you at Shuba's. It's April 20th.
Yeah, April 20th. Yeah, please.
Is it Shuba's.com, Craig? Is it, or is there a different website? I don't know if there's a slash. I need to say, but go to Shuba's.com. Look for Brother Star Race. And who else is on the bill you said was?
Jacoby.
So you can type in Shuba's.com. It'll actually redirect you to lh-st.com.
That's fine.
Yeah, yeah, that so that's both too. Lincoln Hall and Shuba's together.
We'll be there. It's going to be a WGN listener night. I mean, we don't have anything to give you, but we'll hang out and listen to music together.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what we need to do. We need to, we plan a field trip to Springfield, but we should do little mini trips and say, hey, meet us at Shuba's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I wish we did have something to give people, like a Patty bobblehead or something. That would be awesome.
Or Brother Star Race stickers.
Okay, or Brother Star Race stickers.
We will give, do you have any of those?
Yeah, a bunch.
All right, then we can give, can we give us
so many. Please.
Can we give those to listeners at your
yes,
show?
Yes, please. Right. We'll give you a butt ton, and then you can give them to listeners.
I don't know if I don't. Yeah, I'm stuck with a butt ton. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, you can use them to.
Can we get a boatload?
A boatload would be much more preferred.
Okay, gotcha. Yes.
So come to Shuba's on April 20th for a boatload of
I
stickers.
Knew I shouldn't have given her a butt ton. I'm an idiot.
Can we get like two handfuls of them? That would be
all I need. We just need two handfuls. Yes,
metric butt ton.
No, really, such a wonderful music. So there are six of you. Has this band been in this formation? I mean, how many people have rotated in and out, or has this been?
Well, this form of the band, six people, has been together for a little over a year now.
Yeah. Okay, so pretty new.
Yeah, we're pretty new.
And so you were mentioning that you started on drums and then moved on to guitars. What were some of your influences, your musical influences? You said David Grohl from Nirvana.
Yeah, a huge influence, but I'd say most of all would be the Beach Boys.
Okay.
Led Zeppelin. The Doors. You know.
Well, and I can hear a little bit of all of that too, which is interesting because there is that sort of wide range right there in just those three and four bands that you mentioned. And how about you, Richard?
For me, growing up, Billy Joel, The Gorillaz, and Queens of the Stone Age were just, you know, some of my favorite of all time.
And in your neighborhood, when Richard Juarez is listening to Billy Joel, is that something that you... Because I used to get teased for the kind of music. Like, I don't know anything more Latino or something. Bachata.
You know what? I was always steadily in the mix of bachata.
Yeah.
See, like, we're just talking about, like, in my hood, it was like, everyone's, like, dancing salsa, but I'm half Puerto Rican, half Mexican as well. Mm-hmm. So there's also that. But, like, where I grew up, there's only gangster rap and... hardcore metal. Okay. And that's all that there is. You go to any house show, that's what you're gonna find.
And then you're listening to Uptown Girl. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Tell her about it.
Yeah. I'm a downtown boy and I'm getting beat up.
Oh man.
No, that's all good.
Well, everything that has led you here, really such beautiful music, all of it's great, and look forward to seeing you live. It was wonderful having you in studio.
No, thank you so much, Pat.
I gotta get a selfie with them. Don't let me forget to get a selfie.
For sure.
And again, thank you, Bob Ferguson.
Yeah, thank you, Bob.
Great night of music. More after this on 720 WGN. It's pretty late.